She rocks, he rocks, we all rock.
Sponsored by Coastal Youth Media.
Inside the Working Narrative Studio.
Today's going to be an exciting one, and I'm Amari.
I'm Shakoria.
I'm Braylon.
And I'm Kim.
So now we are moving on to news with Kim. What's going on over there in the news?
Okay, so we have the Damian Shepherd case. Shepherd, who is 18, allegedly opened a door to a man wearing a Hanover County Sheriff's Detention Officer uniform. Jordan Keita, a man authorities believe is related to the girl who was reported missing that night, according to District Attorney David. And a man with a shotgun and another with a AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and a group of 12 to 15 people behind him. According to Shepherd, he was repeatedly told the group that his name was Damian, while Keita stuck his foot in the door and demanded entrance. So, basically, a mob of angry people came to Shepherd's house, accusing him of having linked to a high school girl who's missing that night. They wrongly identified him. So, yeah. How do y'all feel about that?
So, quick question. Like, was he, you said, like, there was, like, a mob. So, like, was he hurt in any way or, like, did they kill him or?
No, they weren't hurt in any way. But they were affected mentally.
And the fact that, like, they all, like, I understand, like, something as important as, like, you know, someone, like, a girl going missing. But I feel like in some way they could have, like, been handled that a little more, like, civilized instead of automatically, you know, grabbing guns, grabbing people, like, you know, being crazy about it.
The crazy thing about it is, apparently he had a graduation sign in the front of his house that clearly read Damian, and he repeatedly told the mob that was his name and that you have the wrong person, but they wouldn't give up. So if you really wanted to sit down and talk with the individual, why would you come with 12 to 15 people with armed guns? It makes no sense. It gives, like, a different persona or vibe that you're coming here to be violent with me. There's no need to bring 12 to 15 people for one person if you just want to talk to me.
Yeah, and the two men, one of the two men and the deputies are finally being charged for trespassing too.
But hopefully, on some brighter news, is there anything good going on in politics, Shakoria?
Okay, so House Democrats rolled out a proposed new rule to allow proxy voting. And proxy voting is basically when, like, say somebody can't make it to a meeting involving politics, they could have somebody to go in and vote for them as, like, a placeholder if they can't make it to, like, a debate or something like that. And that's all I have for politics today.
Is there anything going on in the fashion world or department now since we're still in quarantine?
So, because we're still in quarantine, I feel like you should, well, as much as you can, you should wear protective styles. And a good protective style that's in right now are the Pop Smoke braids. Those are the braids that are like cornrows down from the two sides and then in the back. You know how Pop Smoke used to wear his braids. And yeah, that's all I have for fashion.
So, I guess next up, it will be the music of today. I will be listing to you guys the top 10 songs on the Billboard charts. Number one is the Say So remix featuring Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat. Number two is Savage with Megan Thee Stallion. This is the remix featuring Beyonce. Number three is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Number four is Tootsie. I can never. Tootsie. Slide by Drake. Number 5 is The Box by Roddy Ricch. Number 6 is Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa. And number 7 is Pain 1993, which is Drake featuring Playboi Carti. Number 8 is Circles by Post Malone. Number 9 is Rockstar, DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. And number 10 is Attention, Justin Bieber featuring Quavo. What do you guys think about that lineup? My personal favorite is Savage, the remix version, because that's on period. That's it. It's such a great song. What do you guys think?
Out of all honesty, I think Savage should be the first one. I'm sorry. Say So should be second, because I feel like it kind of got messed up. I don't know.
I agree. I definitely agree.
I love Nicki. I love her, but like,
I don't like how she like switched the beat for her verse. I don't like that. But I like the song itself. I like them both, to be honest.
And today for our hot topic, we will be talking about Ahmaud Arbery.
The killing of Ahmaud Arbery happened way in February, but the video of the killing just surfaced. It caught a lot of attention by different people, and the two men had just got charged this May with murder and aggravated assault. And a lot of people are, you know, glad that they're finally, you know, bringing attention to this. However, I'm still kind of upset because this happened way in February, and I know it takes time to, you know, get a case together and everything, but I feel like it's still too late to be, well, it's not too late, but I feel like they should have already charged them with something.
And they're also in Georgia, they do not have a hate crime law.
I heard in Georgia, there's a law about, you could do a citizen's arrest as well. So I guess that will come up in the defense of them, I guess.
Also, did you know that there's a Facebook group talking about like free Travis and Gregory from jail? Like, you're trying to free two men who murdered a guy, talking about they're innocent, when Ahmaud, who was jogging, literally was just, he wasn't even doing anything. He was just jogging and they shot him. Like, that was so wrong. And the fact that they did so, like, how do you live with yourself after doing something like that? You just took someone's son, you just took someone's family member, and like, how are you okay? I don't understand. Like, that is crazy. What do you guys think about that?
I don't really know the answer to that question, but I feel like, you know, there's a lot of evil in the world and some people really just don't care. And they were saying, the man and his son were saying that there have been robberies around that area, but it came up that robberies weren't going on in that area during the time of his murder or whatever. But I feel like regardless of that, that doesn't give you the right to take the life of another human being.
It's really sad because it's 2020 now. It feels like we haven't gone anywhere, that we're still at the point that we were before.
I feel like there needs to be change. And I hate to say it, but it's not coming fast enough. People, you know, instill certain things, instill hatred and this type of behavior into their children, and it goes through each generation. Like, you see these different things that are happening to people, like Emmett Till, that happened, I think that was in the 60s, where that man had killed him. I think it was two men that had killed him, and then, you know, Mike Brown getting killed by the police, and all these people. I feel like, yes, there's change, but then again, is there real change if people are still doing hateful things like this? I feel like it's not fair for, you know, like mothers and stuff, for little black kids to have to go through life being scared for the black men and their families because they see what's going on, and having to fear for their own lives too because they see that this stuff is, you know, accepted in society for people to do us the way that they do us. And like, I talk with my black girlfriends all the time, and you know, someday we're gonna have children, someday we're gonna have little black boys, and it's gonna be hard for us to have this conversation with our kids, telling them what to do when they encounter a white person, or what to do when they encounter the police. And I feel like it's not fair, and
I don't want to have to live in fear of feeling like somebody might pull my father over and kill him, or somebody might kill my son in the future. So I feel like it's not fair.
Yeah, I feel like it's wrong for my mom to have to, like, fear. She has to tell my brother to be respectful and to hold your head up. Don't look down. Take off your hood. Take off your glasses when you're in public or when you're inside, because we don't know what's going to happen. For him to fear going in public with hoods on is just unacceptable, and I think it's becoming the norm, and it shouldn't be.
It's sad to say, because racism is still a thing that we face today. People don't talk about it as much anymore, or they don't really draw attention to it unless someone's being shot in the news or someone's being killed. And, like, it's like even little tiny just insults people you should see in the store that are like watching you when you come in. It's still happening all over the place. And I feel like we pick and choose when to bring it up for attention. And it's a lot. Does anyone else have anything to say about this topic?
I was just going to say, if we want to change something, I know a lot of people are like, oh, this is wrong. This is not right. And I feel like the generation before is saying, and is like, saying that is wrong, but they're not really doing anything about it. So I feel like it's up to us to, like, actually take action.
And now we are moving on to our fun topic. For today's fun topic, this is a topic that is dear to my heart: cereal. Now, we've been talking about different cereal brands before the podcast started, because it was just something we were rambling off about. And I feel like there is a limit to how far you can take a cereal brand. We were also talking about ice cream too. Brila, I'm going to let you take this one over. What do you think, girl? What do you think about different types of cereal? We got Jolly Ranchers, Cinnabon cereal, Lego My Eggo cereal. What do you think about the whole shebang? And ice cream too.
Favorite flavor will be Fruit Loops. And I think, like, the candy cereal is, like, a little, I don't know, over the top, I guess. I don't know. It's just, like, a whole bunch of sugar.
Yeah, as a professional cereal connoisseur, I would just like to say that if I had to rate all the cereals, the top brands would have to be, number one would be Fruity Pebbles. Number two would have to go to Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And number three would have to be Lucky Charms, because Lucky Charms be hitting different, especially when you know they got extra charms in the box. You know, you find it and it's just full of charms. Not like the whole bag, but like there's more charms in the cereal and you're just like, about to eat good tonight. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I've never had Cinnamon Toast Crunch before. I have never had that cereal before.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I really don't eat cereal like that. But if I do, I like to have Fruit Loops. If I had to, my top three would be, and this is not in any specific order, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, and what's that other one? Honey Nut Cheerios. Those are the three cereals I would choose.
I would say Honey Nut Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Trix.
And a lot of people debate on whether or not they like soggy cereal or really crunchy cereal. I like soggy cereal.
I used to like soggy cereal. I used to love it, but like now it's...
No, because then it sticks to the bowl and then it's just like so floppy. It's just like when I'm eating Fruity Pebbles, like it needs to be crunchy. So I'll put less milk in it so I'll have like more cereal to crunch on. I like mine just right. Like a little soggy, a little crunchy. I just can't have one way and then one the other way, because that's just not good cereal.
Well, I can't have milk of any sort, so I usually just eat dry cereal. But it's still good.
My stomach doesn't go too well with milk, but I always have to have milk, so I don't care.
Anything else y'all ladies want to add? Okay. Well, then I would just like to say, this is Amari signing off.
This is Shakoria signing off.
This is Braylon signing off.
This is Cam signing off.
And we will see you guys next time. You rock. We rock. She rocks. She rocks. She rocks. She rocks. She rocks. Break it down now. She rocks. Get it down. And she rocks.
sponsored by Coastal Youth Media.
Inside the Working Narrative Studio.
We're gonna move on to our fun topic.